You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
While concerns due to surging Omicron cases across the world have spooked investors, triggering an intense sell-off in global equities, a new study says that there's no evidence that Omicron has a lower severity than the Delta variant of COVID. Welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. From the downtrend in the market, upcoming IPOs, the latest on Omicron, what political parties are doing in the run-up to assembly elections, to Kate's letter to the Prime Minister against Amazon future feud, I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. But before we discuss other top stories of December 20th, let's first take a look at the market. Indian equity benchmarks Sensex and Nifty 50 slumped to more than 4-month closing lows today, tracking a sell-off across global markets. The 30-script Sensex ended almost 1,190 points lower or 2.1% lower at 55,822, whereas the broader Nifty 50 benchmark settled at 16,600, down 370 points or 2.2% from its previous close. Well, this is the 15th time this year that Sensex has shed more than 1,000 points in a single day. Ajit Mishra, the VP Research at Religare Broking, says that the market has reacted to the news of a sharp jump in COVID cases globally, which may result in a lockdown. However, Tahir Badshah, CIO Equities at Invesco Mutual Fund, says that despite the selling spree gripping the D Street, the Indian economy is in a relatively better position compared to global economies. According to him, it is a buy on dips mode market and we are basically looking for an economic recovery which will probably strengthen during the course of the next couple of years as we come out not just of the downturn of COVID, but even the meaningful downturn that the Indian economy has been probably seeing for about 4 to 5 years prior to COVID as well. He said large cap IT and pharma stocks can be the pockets to hide in and also remain constructive on financial stocks. Moving on, the shares of Shriram Properties, which is a part of the Shriram Group, made a weak debut in the secondary market today. The shares listed on BSE at 94 rupees, which is a discount of 20.3% to its issue price of 118. On NSE, the Realty Developers stock listed at 90 rupees, a discount of 23.7%. Well, while we talk of IPOs, a report says that popular ethnic wear brand Fab India is likely to file the draft red herring prospectus with market regulator SEBI for its initial public offering before the month end, and the company aims to raise about 4,000 crore rupees through its IPO. Next up, SEBI has added soybean and crude palm oil to the list of agri commodities in which futures trading has been banned, taking the total number of banned agri-commodities to 7. Chana, mustard, paddy, wheat and moong were already on the list and this ban will be effective for 1 year. The government's aim is to curb the galloping prices of agri-commodities, which is feeding into food inflation. Prices of edible oil have been rising for a while now and retail edible oil inflation was 29.7% in November. Some industry watchers feel that the ban could lead to trades in these commodities shifting to the dabba or unofficial market. The suspension comes at a time when the Rabi crop would start coming to the market in a couple of months. Both traders and farmers are likely to be affected as there's no reference price. Here's an update on the pandemic situation. According to a UK study, there's no evidence that Omicron has a lower severity than the Delta strain, as against what experts have been saying until recently. The study has also found that the new variant of coronavirus largely evades immunity from the past infection or 2 vaccine doses. Researchers estimate that the risk of reinfection with Omicron variant is 5.4 times greater than that of Delta. On the domestic front, India's Omicron tally has crossed 160 as Maharashtra, Delhi, Kerala and 8 other states and union territories have been reporting cases of the new strain. In Delhi, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has said that all new positive cases of coronavirus will be sent for genome sequencing. He has also appealed to the centre to allow booster doses for health workers and others as cases are spiking. Moving on to an update on Amazon and future feud. The Confederation of All India Traders, that is CATE, has now approached Prime Minister Narendra Modi, seeking action against e-commerce giant Amazon for violating rules and misleading the Competition Commission of India in a case for a takeover of Future Retail. CATE's request for Modi's intervention comes against the backdrop of a recent CCI order, which has suspended the 2019 Amazon Future Group deal approval. The competition regulator has also imposed a 202 crore rupees penalty on Amazon for suppressing information and the failure to notify combination in terms of the obligation. CCI cited Amazon's internal emails and noted that the e-commerce giant suppressed facts, made false statements, and misled the regulator regarding the terms of the deal. CCI said that Amazon did not contest the genuineness of these emails. Well, following the CCI verdict, corporate lawyer H.P. Ranina is of the view that Amazon can now appeal against the penalty, but not against the order per se. It's because the order has been kept in abeyance and the company has been asked to furnish further information and details based on which the orders will then be finalized. So, at this stage, no appellate court will admit an appeal against that order. In an update from the auto sector, Royal Enfield has said that it is recalling 26,300 units of its Classic 350 motorcycles to rectify an issue with a brake part. According to the company, under specific riding conditions, it was discovered that exceptionally higher braking load applied on the rear brake pedal could lead to potential damage of the reaction bracket, which could further lead to unusual braking noise and potential deterioration of braking efficiency in extreme conditions. The issue has been clearly isolated to the single-channel ABS rear drum brake Classic 350 models that were manufactured between September 1st and December 5th of 2021. Royal Enfield service teams and local dealerships will reach out to consumers whose motorcycle vehicle identification number falls within the manufacturing period. The consumers can also proactively visit the company's website or reach out to their local Royal Enfield workshops regarding the issue. Moving on to political news. The Lok Sabha has cleared Election Laws Amendment Bill 2021 to link electoral data with Aadhaar cards. The bill was introduced by Union Law Minister Kiran Rijiju amid strong opposition from members of the opposition parties who said it would potentially give voting rights to non-citizens. The bill is intended to allow electoral registration officers to seek Aadhaar number of those who wish to register as voters for the purpose of establishing their identity. The bill also seeks to allow the electoral registration officers to get Aadhaar numbers from persons already included in the electoral roll for the purpose of authentication of entries and to identify registration of the name of the same person in the electoral roll of more than one constituency or more than once in the same constituency. Next up, ahead of the 2022 Uttar Pradesh Assembly elections, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has announced that he will distribute free smartphones and tablets to around 1 crore final year students in the state. The first phase of the scheme will roll out on December 25th, which marks the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Moving on, you'd be surprised to know that the world invested $30 billion in crypto in 2021, which is more than all previous years combined. The total market cap of cryptocurrency reached $3 trillion in the year, according to a report by PitchBook Data. The massive rise in crypto investments comes despite the negative momentum after China started a regulatory crackdown on virtual coins. According to crypto experts, the emergence of niche sectors such as NFTs led to a sharp rise in investments. Lastly, Aishwarya Rai Bachchan appeared before the Enforcement Directorate today in New Delhi in connection with the Panama Papers case. She is being questioned by the agency under the provisions of Foreign Exchange Management Act. The probe agency recorded her statement on allegations of stashing wealth abroad. She had been summoned earlier too, but had twice sought more time. Reports say Aishwarya Rai has already submitted records on foreign payments she has received in the past 15 years. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.